Coming up on Philosophy Talk, time for summer reading.
After 500 episodes, we were wondering, what exactly is time anyway?
Time is not one thing. It's a layer of things.
Physicist Carlo Rovelli, author of The Order of Time.
Time definitely does not work in the way we usually think about it.
The state incarcerates people. The state can make deadlines and waiting periods.
Political scientist Elizabeth Cohen, author of The Political Value of Time.
Those are direct relationships in which the state makes the demand on the time of the citizen.
Hans wanted more time. Hans thought we had time.
Poet and essayist Jane Hirschfield, author of Ledger.
Transience and perishability, they are simply among our most central perplexities.
What books will you take time to read this summer?
The 500th episode of Philosophy Talk.
Time for a summer reading list. Welcome to Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence. I'm Ray Briggs.
And I'm Josh Landy. We're coming to you from our respective shelters in place via the studios of KALW San Francisco.
Continuing conversations that begin at Philosopher's Corner on the Stanford campus, where I teach philosophy, and Josh directs the Philosophy and Literature Initiative.
Today, it's our annual summer reading list, and it's about time.
Right. Summer reading on the subject of time. Today's show, if you can believe it, is the 500th episode of Philosophy Talk. That got us thinking about the nature of time and what we might read about it over the summer.
So we asked a poet, a physicist, a political scientist, and a philosopher who've all written about time to help us think more about this timeless topic.
And to get us started, we sent our roving philosophical reporter, Holly J. McDeed, in search of lost time inside the Bay Area Rapid Transit System. She files this report.
Reading Marcel Proust can be difficult, no matter how much spare time you have. Take this Monty Python sketch, for example.
As you may remember, each contestant has to give a brief summary of Proust's A la Recherche du Temps Perdu, once in a swimsuit and once in evening dress.
In this sketch, finalists compete in the All England Summarized Proust competition. The first contestant attempts to describe Proust's work as tales of the irrevocability of time lost, the forfeiture of innocence through experience, the reinstallment of extra-temporal values of time regained.
In other words, the novel is both optimistic and set within the context of a humane religious experience, restating as it does the concept of intemporality. In the first volume, Swan, the family friend, was well tried, darling.
Then he runs out of time, which, if you did want to summarize Proust, is not a bad place to begin. Time is, after all, a major theme of his 7-volume masterwork.
Je pouvais aller jusqu'au porche de Saint-André-des-Champs. Jamais ne s'y trouvait la paysanne que je ne sais pas manquer d'y rencontrer.
That's Nathalie van der Linden, reading from the first volume of In Search of Lost Time. She's from Belgium and lives in San Francisco. She set out to read all of Proust because she was looking to be transported.
C'était sans espoir que mon attention s'attachait.
It started with a desire to really reconnect with my culture. Who I am is the language I speak.
And so she began.
I read the book in 19 hours with just interruption for drinking tea or eating a piece of orange or using the bathroom.
Now, she says, the only proof she has that this happened at all is that it transformed her. It was like existing in multiple places at once.
After the performance, I was still not sure where I was. I was waiting so much for some part of the story to come, and it was in the middle of the night. I was thinking, did I dream that part? Did I dream it? But no, it's because the part I was thinking about is in the second novel.
The goal was to experience the words physically, following every story, every memory, the twists and turns of time, and then later on the bumps and screeches of subway trains.
10-car train for San Francisco Airport in 9 minutes.
She decided to bring the experience of Proust to the commuters of San Francisco.
Comme pour aspirer les créatures qu'il pouvait recevoir.
As she read out loud in French, passengers stopped to listen for brief moments.
Et ce n'était plus d'allégresse. C'était de rage que je frappais les arbres du bois de Roussainville.
It's like a big poem to me. It's so beautiful that you can actually carry it with your day, and that's good enough.
The subway Proust readings are on hold right now, But Natalie's goal is still to finish reading all 7 volumes, because after all...
The 7th book is when he's finding the time again. I would like to finish that journey one day.
In the meantime, she still has the memory of reading In Search of Lost Time on subway trains. Proust might even describe the experience as being fixed forever in memory, the general excitement of being in a strange place, of doing unusual things.
10 cars San Francisco memory train now approaching flat 42.
For Philosophy Talk, I'm Holly J. McDeed.